Welcome to the Toy Fair 2006 Day 4 podcast from RTM. This is Rob. Not sure how many parts we're going to have this time. Probably two, maybe three. We saw a few companies today and pass along some information. We'll start off with Bandai and move along from there. Just to give you a kind of a generic overview of today, we're back in the toy buildings, so we didn't, we'll be over at Javits Center again tomorrow, so tomorrow will be a lot of, you know, it'll be, tomorrow's the last day, fifth day, and, I mean, you know, Toy Fair is fun, but you're also glad when it's over, because it's a lot of walking, a lot of running around, a lot of talking to people, taking pictures, and picking stuff up, and a lot of walking. And I know I said walking twice because there's a lot of walking. Anyway, it's been a little warmer here in New York, and snow is starting to melt. Of course, that means there's lots and lots of slush everywhere at all the corners. But the snow is melted. You can get around. It's not not nearly so blocked in, and it's just another day at Toy Fair. All right, I want to kick things off. We're just going to go right into it because there isn't really a lot of extra kind of general generic stuff to add in today. Other than my keen observation from staying here in New York is that I enjoy watching Telemundo, even though I don't speak Spanish. I'm not sure what it is, but it's just, I don't know, but I'm rather enjoying it. But moving on to Bandai, of course, everybody knows they make the Power Rangers, and yes, there will be plenty of Power Rangers for next year. This year, there's two women Rangers. One's pink, and I think the other might be green. She's blue, actually. But they do have plenty of plenty more 5-inch Power Rangers, and all the fun stuff that go with it, with the Zords, Megazords, and lots of role play. And again, I know it's Mystic Force this year. And they've got shields, and they're fighting a giant army of aliens, and it generally should be a lot of fun, I'm sure. And I know most people aren't. There aren't a lot of, you know, Power Rangers appeals more to kids than collectors. Although there's definitely some collectors of it, but you know, it's funny because Bandai used to be the most interesting showroom experience you could possibly imagine. I mean, it was, now they don't do this anymore. Now it's a little more traditional where there's areas that have, there's areas that are set up, and then they'll have someone talk about the products and stuff like that. And I mean, that's what they would do before, but what they used to do, it was almost, I mean, literally like a Disney ride. You'd walk in and, they'd have a group of people. It would be a mix of both buyers, press, you know, whoever. And they'd have the tours. I mean, I'm not kidding. You'd go in. They had a whole floor of a building. They had a little clock that was like counting down till the next tour, you know. They didn't really have a sign that said from this point, you know, you have to wait 2 hours in line. But, you know, you kind of got to the point where you're waiting for your group. Then your group would go in. And they had everything sectioned off. It was very, they'd have like kind of mini sets done. They'd have a couple of people dressed up in various costumes. And usually, it's funny though, for Toy Fair, when you've come a few years, you tend to see, sometimes you recognize people that you've seen before in the same showrooms, sometimes doing the same products, sometimes doing different things. You know, like Mattel, I've seen, you know, some of the same people in there every year. And same thing with Bandai, but you know, but and I think it's a lot of actors who, hey, this is a week of the year, they can learn some lines, and anyhow, sorry for the short interruption, but sometimes when you're in a hotel room, the phone rings and you just gotta answer it, and it wasn't for long distance either, believe it or not. No telemarketers, well, sort of no telemarketers. Anyway, to get back to the Bandai experience, or at least the way it used to be, they'd have the place set up like a little set, and they'd have, like, for example, in the Power Ranger section, there would be two people in Power Rangers costumes, and, I mean, they would be in costume. They would not break character, you know. You could ask them for something, you know, like, you know, ask them a question or whatever, and they'd answer it, but they'd always keep that same kind of, you know, and the Red Ranger says, yes, this is the new Megazord, you know, mover or something like that. It was just really funny and entertaining, and they really, I mean, really, really got into it. It was quite an experience. Perhaps a little disturbing too, but still a lot of fun. But anyway, to kind of jump back to the present day, now it's more of a standardized, you know, you go in, they have the stuff, and they just kind of talk to you instead of entertain you. But it definitely was interesting and kind of fun. Just, I mean, it's something that would be worth going through just at least once just to see how it is. But anyway, going past the Power Rangers, they did have some more Teen Titans stuff. Quite a bit more of that, Doom Patrol. We'll try and put up more information and stuff when we get everything together, but I'm just trying to give you the kind of brief overview here. Something new that they had is called Ben 10, which is it's a show on the Cartoon Network created by a bunch of comic book guys, and it just premiered last month. And what the story behind it is, it's a kid, his name is Ben, and he finds this watch that has encoded in it the DNA of alien superheroes. And so what he does is he twists the old watch around to whatever position that it's got like 10 positions basically, and whichever position he twists it to, it makes him become whichever hero that is when he presses it. And it's actually kind of a cool concept, where he's still a kid, but he's got all these powers, and each alien superhero has different powers. You know, one guy's like a flaming dude, and one guy's real strong, and one guy's smart, and they can do all kinds of different stuff. But it's kind of neat. They're doing a whole line of, action figures based on the different characters and a couple of scales, and also they're going to do a little role play, you know, like with the copy of the watch he has and all that. It's just kind of neat. I'm actually looking forward. I have not seen it on Cartoon Network, but it looks like it's supposed to be on in Saturday morning block at 10 a.m. on the Cartoon Network, and Sunday morning in weekly repeat. So who knows? But I'm planning to. I'm actually kind of interested, and I may check it out next year, just because it looks interesting and the characters look interesting. It's kind of got some interesting designs on it, and it's pretty open-ended. It's kind of superhero without actually being, you know, guys in costumes. So that's kind of cool. One other new thing they had, which is more of a preschool kind of line, is Firehouse Tales. It's it's kind of, they're all little fire trucks, and they, you know, kind of get along, and they got play sets and stuff like that. See, it's more of a preschool line. It's good for kids. Something else they had was the Magical Do-Re-Mi, which I have to be honest, at first glance looks like Power Rangers for girls. I mean, it's dolls, and there's three of them in different colors, and they're all like, you know, they're all witches in training. So that way they can have more than one outfit. But it may appeal to some of you who have girls or are girls. I mean, it is kind of interesting looking, but really the first thing I thought when I saw it was that it was kind of Power Rangers for girls. And, of course, the Tamagotchi is still going strong. They've got some new ways to interact with your Tamagotchi. I mean, I personally am not really into the virtual pet thing so much, but hey, some people really dig it, and they sold a lot of Tamagotchis, that's for sure, over the years. But that's kind of an overview of what Bandai had. I will say one thing about Bandai. They probably have the most comfortable couch in the world in their lobby outside their showroom. That thing's just really nice. It was there were early appointments, so it was like, you know, you're still kind of tired, and you go sit on this couch, and well, then you just don't want to leave. But very cool. And I think that's going to be about it for podcast number one for day four of Toy Fair 2006. And I'll be picking up with RC2 on part two. Just going to try and keep these around 10, you know, between 10 and 15 minutes each, so that way they'll be a little smaller and easier download in chunks. You know, it's kind of like how do you eat an elephant? One piece at a time. So I'll see you in part two.